You're listening to the Greg Swame Show, baby.
Hey, and welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday evening, 86 degrees. My goodness. Little warm right now, but hey, it'll cool down. You know, it'll all be good. It'll even out. But we're going to get right to our first guest because I'm very excited to get Matt Doherty on. Of course, Matt played for North Carolina on a national championship team. Played with a guy you might have heard of named Michael Jordan. He's all right. And went on to coach his alma mater, and that's where rebound comes up because not everything is wine and roses all the time. You know, you got to deal with adversity, and we all do. And that's why this book is so great, Matt. Joins us right now, Matt Doherty. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Greg. Long time, man. Been a long time.
It has been. I was trying to tell my wife today, the last time I think I interviewed you was a pregame show when you were doing ESPN a year or two after your North Carolina gig, and you were in Stillwater.
Uh-huh.
And that might have been the Final Four year. Not sure, but for Oklahoma State.
I did a lot of Big 12 games back then, I think 2004, 2005. Enjoyed it. Always enjoyed going through Stillwater.
Right.
Had to go oh, gosh, I'm drawing a blank now. Tell me.
Eskimo Joe's?
Eskimo Joe's. Yeah.
Hey, tell me this. Come on, you got to let the cat out of the bag.
Are they a sponsor? I hope they're a sponsor.
Of course. But here's the deal on that is I don't think I've ever seen an ESPN sporting event out of Stillwater, Oklahoma, where they didn't mention Eskimo Joe's. And I know you guys get free cheese fries, but come on, you're getting some payola or something on the side, right?
No. You don't even get a T-shirt.
Really?
Don't even get a T-shirt. Yeah.
Well, everybody knows. Everybody knows about Eskimo Joe's because of ESPN Sports. Seriously, I mean, it was great before, but I run into people overseas that have been wearing Eskimo Joe's stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Well, hey, let's talk about the book already in your second publication. I mean, that second print, that's pretty good. Pretty good. I don't know a lot about the book business, but I assume when you're in second print a couple months into your original print, that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, people in the business tell me it's you know, you consider it a success, and I could call myself a best-selling author.
Yeah.
I've been in top 10 categories, two top 10 categories for Amazon. So it's gone better than expected, been well-received. A lot of people resonated with it, which is what was my goal. And then I find it therapeutic, Greg. It's been a therapeutic project for me. It's a lot of things I kept inside and, you know, try to deal with some suppression of emotions, and by letting it out and talking about it, it's really been healthy for me to do such.
Well, and Rebound, the name of the book, and of course you can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the great places you can get books. Your publicist is going to get mad at me if I don't mention all those, so we'll do that again. But
you don't want fire mad at you. She is fire.
Fire.
That's her nickname.
Got it.
That lady is fire. And, yeah, you do not want her mad at you. Smart move, Greg.
Her or my wife, for sure. Let's talk about it because you know, you're a high school All-American. You go play for North Carolina. You're not from the South. You know, you're from the New York area, if I remember correctly. So you come down there and play for the obviously the great Dean Smith, and got some pretty good guys on your team. Obviously Worthy, Perkins,
right.
A guy named Jordan, not too shabby. But and you guys win the national championship. But you go on and you play some more, and then you come back and you coach, and everything was good till you had a couple injuries to some major players. And I remember talking to you that night when you were with ESPN. And I asked you, you know, how would North Carolina be right now if those two guys were healthy and still there? You know, well, if they were healthy last year, I'd still be coaching, you know. So
right.
It's a tough life being a coach. I mean, you're making millions and millions of dollars, especially at a place like North Carolina where they expect you to win every single year, to go to the highest level, go at least the Final Four. And if you don't do that, you know, it's tough. It's tough everywhere, but it's tough particularly at one of the blue bloods.
That's right. No, it's very difficult. And I knew coming in that my second year would be tough. And then my third year would be rebuilding. And when you're rebuilding a program, you don't have the depth in place to overcome injury. And Sean May, who ended up being an All-American and the MVP of the Final Four in 2005, got hurt. And so I'm coaching three freshmen and two sophomores. And, you know, even today, teams that start three freshmen, two sophomores struggle. But back in 2003, it wasn't as common to rely that heavily on freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matt Doherty with us. The book is Rebound, and we'll let you know where all you can get that. But let's talk a little bit about the book in general. Give folks the brief thumbnail sketch about, you know, who it'd be for. Obviously, it's about sports, it's about basketball, but it's so much more than that. It's for anybody who, you know, has been through a tough time and getting back on the horse.
Well, the book is really, Greg, for anybody in a leadership position and anybody that has dealt with or will deal with setbacks. So we're all in leadership positions, you know, whether you're a parent, whether you're a member of a church, you lead your local community, you are, you know, you're at work, and let's say you're not the leader at work, but you might become a leader at work. And I think even if your title doesn't say leader, you can still behave like a leader. So those are some of the things that I think are really important. And yeah, it's for anybody. And I think that the thing that I've enjoyed is that it's resonated with a lot of people. And I've had people contact me and say, hey, thank you. I thought I was the only one who went through a hard time. You know, I thought I was the only one who felt betrayed by, you know, a group of people or my company or my school. And, you know, I think in some weird way, misery does like company. We do like to hear that we're not the only one that's gone through a hard time.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, of course, the stakes are higher when there's, you know, millions of dollars invested in a coach, and that coach is coaching out of blue blood, but this is also your alma mater that you won a championship for. I mean, I'm sure Sean Sutton can relate to that a little bit.
That's right.
Trying to think of some other guys who could, too. They're just in coaching in college basketball. There's been guys coaching their alma mater, and it's...
Well, football, too, you know.
Yeah,
see guys, you know, and if it doesn't turn out well at your alma mater, that's tough. Because then, you know, sometimes you feel like the black sheep of the family, and especially a story program like North Carolina, you know, where there is such a huge tradition and they emphasize the family and that kind of thing. So, it was hard. It was hard. It was a hard stretch, but, you know, you just got to learn how to deal with it and move on. And, you know, and I think that for me, I really had to lean on some family, some friends, and my faith. I think it really makes you, you know, forced to pray and get on your knees. And, you know, God doesn't promise us a smooth path. He, in fact, promises us a little bit of a tough road. And that brings us closer to Him and helps us rely not on our understanding, but on His.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned, you know, your faith and all that, because I saw one review by a preacher. I don't remember what denomination, but he said it really helped him too. And that's what you want. That's what you want to hear as a writer, is that your personal story actually lifted up other people. And certainly it's done that. And by the way, I wanted to let you know, Fire is getting after us. You want to let folks know out there, you can get your own personalized copy of the book. Well, I mean, she sent this to me a while back, not before we just mentioned it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to let folks know, now that you scared me to death with Fire, that I'm going to go ahead and say, you can get your personalized copies, order the book through the website via PayPal or Venmo, and it's rebound-book.com. And
that's right.
At rebound-book.com. Go to that right now so fire doesn't get all over me. Yeah. But and she's not too far from me, too. I noticed the Dallas.
She knows where you live.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
She knows where you live.
That's great. Thanks for that, Matt.
Yeah. But she can get in the car and be there. She'll be there by breakfast.
Yeah. Well, earlier than that, if she's in Dallas, about 3.5-4 hours. But what was it like? I mean, you came from New York, and it's not like, you know, North Carolina had success with New York players before and after you, but when Dean Smith came to call, I mean, he is who he is. He's one of the greatest of all time, and comes and visits you and, you know, says we're going to have a pretty good team. But what did he say to get you down to North Carolina?
Well, you know, the thing about it, he just won the Olympics in 76. He went to the Final Four in 77. So this was 79, and he had a player named Michael Korn, who was one of my favorite players.
Yeah, I remember him very well, too.
Yeah, and so, you know, he didn't have to say a whole lot, you know, and they've always recruited New York and New Jersey very well, so it's not like, you know, it was foreign. It wasn't like I was going to have to go, you know, across the country or to, you know, at that point, you know, a state that I wasn't familiar with. I'd never been to North Carolina at that point. But, you know, Mitch Kupchak was from Long Island, who played there. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Black was on the team, was from New York City. Chris Brust was on the team, was from Long Island. Michael Korn from Jersey City. And the history of New York to North Carolina goes back to Frank McGuire in the 50s. So
who's from New York himself, right?
Who's from New York. So yeah. Coach Smith continually recruited New York. Larry Brown was from New York. Donnie Walsh was from New York. You know, you go on and on to all these guys who grew up in New York City that played for Frank McGuire and Dean Smith. And I think it was just the thing about Coach Smith was he was a little different. You know, I mean, in the book I say, you know, most coaches talk about playing time and the opportunity to play big minutes. And Coach Smith said, you know, regarding the topic of playing time, he says, you'd be lucky to play by the time you're a junior. And I remember leaning forward and saying to myself, I'll show you. And I think he did that partly. One, he wants to be loyal to the players in the program, but he also wants to get competitive guys that aren't, you know, afraid of a challenge.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And one thing I remember, I might be getting my years mixed up because I was in college the same time you were. And, of course, I know you won it with Jordan and all that. Was it the year after that you got upset one of the later rounds? Am I getting my dates mixed up?
Why you got to bring up that?
Well, no, but here's why I'm getting at this. Here's why I'm getting at this, Matt.
You're going to go.
You became one of my favorite people because you were crying at the end of the game. Now, a lot of guys are too big for that. You know what I mean? Like, they don't.
Yeah.
If you don't cry when you lose and your season's over, and I know Roy Williams used to say this all the time because he always cries. It's like, you know, guys that cry are my kind of guys because it's an emotional game. I love it. I made a living at it. You have too. You know, it can't just end like that and you not be upset. And that's why I thought about you on rebound is perfect because obviously you rebounded from that. Every little setback you rebound from.
Yeah, that was the Indiana game. We were ranked number one in the country and we had the best team. We had dealt with injuries. Kenny Smith broke his wrist. Brad Daugherty had some issues with his fingers. Michael Jordan got in foul trouble in that game. And, we lost to Indiana. And we were number one all season long.
Right.
And the only game we lost up to that point, well, there too, was at Pine Bluff against Arkansas, and we lost to Duke in the ACC tournament. But we had the best team. But Kenny Smith, broken wrist, Michael Jordan, foul trouble, Red Daugherty, you know, had some issues with his fingers. And we lost to a kind of a bad Indiana team. They weren't very good. But we lost to them. And that's me. I fouled out of that game. I was sitting on the bench crying like a baby.
Yeah, I can even tell you where I was sitting in my apartment when I saw that. Man, I felt for you, but it is what it is. You became my favorite player that day. I just like guys who, and ladies, who, when their season's over, I mean, they just wear their emotions on their sleeve.
Yep.
And to me, that's a good person. And now I got to ask you about current day, though. When we talk about rebound, some guys don't want to rebound. Some guys just want to go pick a new place. And this new portal, I can't stand. I have to get your opinion on it.
Oh, gosh. It may be the worst thing that has happened to college basketball.
Agreed.
It may be the worst thing. It just is awful. And I feel that these, you know, the rights of the players, yeah, they should have rights. I get it. But to have the ability to enter the portal on a, you know, just at any time and transfer at any time and be able to play. Now, apparently that hasn't been approved, but it's going to be approved.
Yeah, they could just go and play right away. Yeah.
Right. You know, it just, at the core now of grassroots basketball, you know, this is just a percolating of byproduct of AAU basketball, where if you're, you know, you don't get enough shots, you're not starting, you jump to another team. You then in high school, if you don't like your situation, you move to another team. Like, I could never have thought about going to another high school in the middle of my 4 years. And then, you know, in college, you face adversity, you just, you bounce, you know, you just leave. And I'm like, where's the growth? Where's the opportunity for growth there? And I just think it sends a wrong signal, because when things get tough for these guys beyond basketball, you know, they're going to feel like they can just up and leave. And that's not going to create a determination. It's not going to create growth. I don't think it's good for the individual, and I don't think it's good for our country.
You know, it's also tough, though, for coaches to really get to know, and obviously you're the perfect guy to talk to about this, because you recruited great players when you were coaching as well. And you know, you get a guy there, and maybe there's something about him that's a pretty major deal you wish you would have known about before they got there. But, and you know, the limited time you can go watch him, you know, you're talking to their AAU coach, you're talking to their high school coach, they're telling you everything you want to hear about the guy in most cases, and you wish they wouldn't, but they do, and we do that all the time. And, you know, this kid's a great kid, and come to find out he's an axe murderer. You know, you wish you'd have known that. It would have been great if somebody shared that information with you. But so I don't have a major problem with guys leaving. I do have a major problem, though, with guys not having to sit out a year. I think that would deter at least half of the folks that just move out on a whim.
Yeah. No, I think there's got to be some repercussion. Because you have to have, here's the deal. Like, to me, the product, you can't lose sight of the product. Like, at what point do fans say, you know what, I'm tired of watching this?
Oh, and there's been a lot of that.
Part of the reason is, you know, pampered athletes, or you don't know who's on the roster. How do you, you know, manage rosters? Like, in the NBA, you can't just, you know, up and leave and jump into the transfer portal and play for another team the next day. Now, there's more and more of that in the NBA with guys, you know, demanding trades and sitting out and, you know, James Harden and, you know, but it's not as rampant. You still have to be able to manage your roster. And I've talked to many coaches over the last few weeks. And they say, you know, we wake up each day, we don't know who's on our roster.
That's
so
tough.
Is that good for the game? Is that good for the product that fans will want to pay to see?
Well, and then the freshmen, you know, coming in, the one-and-done guys, the thing that really bothers me as a fan of college basketball, I mean, if you're to ask, I'm a fan of all sports, but if you ask me what is your favorite sport, it's college basketball, with high school basketball being right behind it. I'm not a fan of the NBA for a lot of reasons, and we can talk about that at another day, at another time, but on college basketball, the one-and-done thing, it really bothers me, too, because, well, you'd only had Michael Jordan on your team for 1 year if that would have happened,
right.
You know, and some of the other guys on your team, obviously, Worthy, Perkins, that had long NBA careers would have been gone, too, but that you just get to know a guy. Like here in Stillwater at Oklahoma State, we had a pretty good ball player this year. He's probably going to be the number one pick, and right. And yet –
I coached his brother at SMU.
Oh, did you really? Well, he's going to be a pretty wealthy man, too, following his brother around and managing him. But here's what I really don't like about it is you just really get to like a great player, and by the time most of America finds out about him in March or April, he's gone. And I think it's just killing the love of the sport for the average fan. Now, people like me are always going to watch it year round. I'm watching three games every single night, but most people don't do that. And I think to grow the game, it really hurts. Do you agree?
I agree. I think that they should have done the baseball model, where you want to go pro, go out of high school.
Right. Agree.
You want to stay? You want to go to college? You got to play 3 years.
And I think a lot of these kids that are leaving, you know, after a year, you know, they're not superstars day one, so they want to leave. I think they could all get a personalized copy of your book, really. You know, how to make it work where you're at, personal growth, that type of thing. Now, there are, let's be honest, there are times where, not so much in college, but in high school, you know, you get a coaching change and it goes from, you know, light to dark right away or vice versa.
Right.
And, you know, it's not at all, you know, maybe they got a son on the team that scores 40 a game or something like that. Changes the whole dynamic. Some of that stuff I see a lot. But want to remind you, too, if you want a personalized copy of Rebound, you can get it at the website, www.rebound-book.com. That's rebound-book.com. And Matt will send you a personalized copy. Good stuff. Let's talk a little bit about this year's tournament. Obviously, the COVID year was really strange, but the top two teams got there. I was a little bit surprised with how Baylor whooped them, but had been seeing Baylor all year long. They were awfully good.
Man, oh, man, they were good. They were so athletic, skilled, tough, unselfish, poised. You know, one thing I really liked about the team, the Butler kid, really, most of them, you know, Butler would make a big-time play, and he wouldn't pound his chest. Like, he didn't bring attention to me.
Right.
You know, he just was part of his game, and I wish more kids played that way. Instead of yelling and screaming and pounding their chest and having all these hand signals, these gestures after a made basket, you know, just that's what he does. And I love that. That's what the great players always did. You know, you never saw, you know, much of that from Michael Jordan or Larry Bird. You know, you just saw joy, which I know Baylor emphasized, play with joy, and they did. And that was really an awesome performance there down the stretch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I thought Scott Drew, what a job he's done. I mean, I know you're in tune with it. You know how bad that Baylor program was about 18 years ago when he took over.
And yeah.
For him to say they're going to win a national championship down the road, you know, was beyond laughable. It was just like, yeah, it's what every coach says. Give him a break, you know. And what was funny, I always remind him of this when I see him at the Big 12 media days and things, what I'd see more often, he'd always call me mayor. And I don't know how many people he called mayor, but I actually became a mayor about 10 years later. So it was, I was reminded me psychic. Yeah. Yeah. I decided to put my hat in politics and actually was mayor for a couple years of a small town here in Oklahoma. So enjoyed it, but it's over.
That?
I'm going to resign at 1-1 or 1-0. I'm going to resign undefeated. How about that? So it's all good. He's a great guy. Got a great staff. Jerome Tang on his staff is terrific. Why a million schools aren't lining up to get that guy, I don't know. They probably don't know what's going on. But I get, you know, all that recruiting stuff that all you coaches send out, I get a lot of that, and I can get more of it from them probably than anybody else. So I should have seen this coming. They recruit their tails off. They really do. And Jerome Tang, a big part of that. But, hey, do you mind if we take a quick break? Got to pay the bills.
No, that'd be fine.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Matt Doherty in the book Rebound after this.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hi, I'm Brandy Moore. At Tiger Drug, we take pride in providing fast, friendly, personal service. Craig, Carla, Troy, and I are all pharmacists who put your healthcare needs first. While you're getting your medicine, take a look at our selection of gift merchandise. Whether it's toys, candy, cards, or candles, we have the right gift for your special occasion. Remember Tiger Drug, where the customer always comes first.
Man, I got to tell you, I love Slim Chickens, and it just got even better. They've introduced a new lineup of delicious Kraft sandwiches, and there's four of them to choose from. Flavor-packed chicken sandwiches, and they're made with this delicious buttermilk marinated fried chicken breast. It's juicy, tender, all natural. And then they layer it with signature ingredients on a toasted brioche bun. Give them a try. The new Chicken Club sandwich, the new Cayenne Ranch sandwich. Of course, they've got the Slim Chickens Buffalo Ranch sandwich, the Crispy Chicken sandwich. Order one of these today at Slim Chickens.
And your National Weather Service forecast, tonight clear and 48. For Monday, partly cloudy, cooler, north winds in 65. Monday night, partly cloudy, 42. A slight chance of rain Tuesday. A better chance Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Wednesday night. Highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s.
And Matt Doherty wrapping it up with us. We wanted to certainly thank him for talking about the book and talking about college basketball in general, because really the two things go hand in hand. You read the book Rebound, you're going to understand coming back from adversity. Bad things are going to happen to you. It happens to all of us, not just in sports, but in anything. You know, you lose your job, non-sports related. Gosh, so many things happen.
Yeah, let's talk about rebounding from that commercial break.
Yeah,
how many commercials did you jam in there, Greg?
Well, I don't know. I mean, well, you know,
Greg. I thought that I was getting ready to take a nap. I thought that you talk about timeout, TV timeouts in the NBA in the NCAA tournament going long.
Oh, I know, right?
That you jam like six commercials in there.
We can blame that
on unbelievable.
We can blame that on Oklahoma State baseball. They took a little long today, went a little over, so we had to go a little over.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all good though.
Cowboys.
But
I like the Cowboys.
I know you.
Hey,
do.
let's. Can I give a shout out to Mike Boynton?
Did he do a great job? He is a great man too. Great man.
I've known Mike.
He's from your neck of the woods, kind of.
Yep. And long way from home. But the job he's done, and for guys who are assistant coaches, you know, everyone says, oh, he's not been a head coach. You know, they say that about Hubert Davis. You know, Michael Boynton wasn't a head coach, and he's thrust into that job, and he's now one of the hottest coaches in college basketball. You know, smart players that become assistant coaches prepare themselves to become head coaches. You know, they're not just sitting there recruiting. They're taking notes. They're studying. They're going to clinics. They're putting binders together on what they would do when they're a head coach. They have a plan. And obviously, Mike has done that. And boy, oh boy, I love the way his team plays and the way he coaches. And, you know, if I had a son that could play and he wanted to recruit him, I'd be certainly proud for Mike to coach my kid. And that's as much how much I think of him.
I said the exact same thing. He is a better person than he is a coach, and he's one heck of a coach, no doubt about it. And I think for people who are writing off the Cowboys to drop a little bit, they're not paying attention because they had to play without their superstar five or six times this year. I think they won every one of, maybe lost one to Baylor at home, but it was a close game, believe it or not. And that was early on when Baylor was really rolling early. So he's one heck of a coach. And I think they're going to, with
and
all those.
I'm going to interrupt. I'm going to interrupt you again. I'm taking over the show, by the way.
There you go. There you go. It's the Matt Doherty show. It's awesome, baby.
You get sick, and all of a sudden I'll be doing the spots in Stillwater. I recruited and coached Cannon Cunningham, Cade's brother,
right,
who's on the bench, and I remember Cade as like a sixth grader.
Oh,
and,
wow!
You know, this small, you know, chubby little kid running around the house. And just then it just blows my mind to see him, you know, the way his talent, the way he performs, the way he conducts himself. Really, really cool. Really happy for Cade Cannon and Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham.
Well, and it sure got Oklahoma State back on the basketball map. That's, you know, kind of been off the track for almost 20 years, well, 17, 18 years since Eddie Sutton left, but it was a lot of fun this year, and I think as long as Mike's going to be here, it's going to be even more fun. By the way, reminder again, because I don't want fire mad at me, you can get the personalized copy of Rebound, the book, and just go to www.rebound-book. Don't forget that dash, rebound-book.com. And Matt, is always so great having you on, my friend. We haven't done it in a long time, but hope on the next book we can get you on, or certainly talk some college basketball at any time.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it, Greg. Thank you so much. Mayor Greg, thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right,
and, all right. We'll take a quick timeout, not one of those marathons that we just took with Matt. Do we want to take a quick do we want to take a quick timeout?
Man, you use me.
No, man.
Because
you know what? As long as I as long as I have you on, Matt, I know I've got ratings. See, that's what it's all about.
See you later.
Good talk to you, my friend. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back with Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread, after this.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC. Anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177. As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Town & Gown Theater presents a video-on-demand performance of Michael Frayn's hit play, Noises Off. Noises Off tells the story of a ragtag theater company's struggle to rehearse and perform a touring comedy show. They soon discover the real laughs and drama are happening backstage and all around them. Tickets for this laugh-out-loud romp go on sale starting March the 25th. Don't miss Noises Off, a Town & Gown Theater video-on-demand production.
Now, the City Manager's Minute with Stillwater City Manager Norman McNichol.
In recognition of the dedication and hard work of city employees during COVID-19, the October ice storm, and 2021's extreme weather events, city councilors recently teamed up with Eskimo Joe's to provide lunch for all employees. We are extremely grateful to the members of the City Council and Eskimo Joe's for their generosity and recognition of city employees. Thank you for all that you do.
And welcome back. As he does each and every Sunday, he joins us, the man himself, Sean Leary, CEO, of the great place called Sports Thread in Denver, Colorado, but they've got an app you got to get. If you don't have the Sports Thread app yet, you have not been paying attention to the show, to the website, to social media, all that. Get it. You will thank both of us. And Sean, first of all, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, doing great, Greg. How are you?
Doing great. I was going to tell you that Tuesday night, I just found this out because the reason we're a little beyond time, and we'll have you on for the full 15, but we went a little long in baseball. Cowboys, for some reason, moved the game time to 2 today, so it went just a little bit over. But guess who they play Tuesday night here in Stillwater?
Tell me it's the Golden Eagles,
It is. It is. Like you guys haven't been basking in enough glory with, you know, doing so well, getting the Sweet 16, all that, and now your baseball team's always doing good, it seems like. Oral Roberts really, probably in all the sports, baseball's been by far their most successful, and over the many years, you were part of that, of course, but I think it's on ESPN Plus if you have that. So you make sure to make
I'm going to have to watch.
I wanted to make sure.
There's nothing better than playing the Pokes, especially there, too.
And the new place. You get to see the new place. The new place, of course, Obrate Stadium.
Right.
And if it's not on TV, I know you can listen to Rex and the Chief on our app, the KSPI 93.7 apps. That'll be good. You're going to talk today, because I asked you a little bit earlier, and it was about being a great teammate and leader.
Being a teammate, being a leader. I think that's an important topic to touch on because
a lot of young
people just don't, you know, they don't have the experience because they haven't seen people do it right and do it wrong. And you, when you're coming up and you're in high school or middle school and you're trying to figure out the best way to motivate people and keep people accountable and it's easy to do wrong. It really is. And it's easy to bother people or to, you know, rub people the wrong way. And so what I've done is I've come up with a couple of examples for everybody of people who have been really good leaders on their teams or in their sport. And I think this will maybe make it a little more clear to anyone out there who's trying to figure out how to lead a group of people, how to lead a team, and you know, how to unite everyone around you. And there's many ways to do it. There's a lot of different types of leaders. But I think most people would agree in sports, they fit into two categories. People who lead by example and people who lead vocally, that you're quote unquote vocal leader. Would you agree with that, Greg?
Yeah. And I've been trying to get, Kale, my youngest, whom you've met, to be a more vocal leader, and he really did this year. A lot of that he got from Sports Thread, some of the things that have been written on there and from other people. I thought it was great that you chose this topic because it's not natural for everybody, but yet, and some guys are just quiet leaders. They do it, you know, through results and things like that. Some guys are just real talkative. They get everybody fired up. So I assume there are different kind of leaders.
Absolutely. You're right. I'm sure Kale was in there and probably saw or even participated in some of the community discussion that we do on the app. Leadership is a very common topic because young athletes are looking for the right ways to do it. So I think, you know, two good examples of people who are in a lead by example person or a lead by vocal person would be, if you look at the Bulls, if anybody watched the Last Dance documentary, to me, Steve Kerr really embodied the lead by example kind of guy.
Yes.
You know, he showed up to practice on time. He put in extra work. He was a great teammate. He took care of the people around him. I'm sure when he was in school, he probably took care of his grades. He took care of all the little things. Going back to the last conversation we had, great leaders by example, people who lead by example, they take care of the little things day in and day out, and they take care of their teammates and they take care of their responsibilities. Your vocal leaders, though, are different. They're people who are going to, you know, call you out. They're going to be a little more rah-rah, but that's a good thing, and I think every team needs it. But I think the thing that a lot of young people miss is that in order for you to be a great vocal leader, you have to also do all the things that someone who would be leading by example would be doing every day. Otherwise, you can be perceived as a hypocrite. And I think that's something that a lot of young people either miss or just are concerned that they'll be, you know, taken as being hypocritical. Well, if you're showing up and you're doing all the little things right and you're leading the team by example, it gives you the ability to, you know, chirp somebody or tell someone that they're not doing something right if they're not.
What about a guy who, you know, doesn't get to play a lot, but they're, you know, really smart, they're early to practice, they stay for shooting practice after regular practice, all those things. How do they get, the word I want to use here, the attention of the team to take them seriously since they're not playing a whole lot? Because I've seen some guys that when it comes down to it, man, all the starters are looking at this guy for advice.
Yeah, you see that in the NCAA tournament a lot, actually. I think every year I watch it, you hear the commentators talk about how there's people who are, you know, maybe fifth year seniors. They don't, they may not be getting as much game time, but everyone around them sort of looks up to them. It's if you're a great leader, you're also able to follow an example of the other people around you. And they, you know, they listen to those around them. They build on the good example that everybody else is putting in. And I don't think that you have to be the greatest, you don't have to be the greatest player. You don't have to be the guy taking the rock to the rim every time the game's on the line to be a person who can be respected. And that's really the key to vocal leadership, is you have to have respect in the locker room. You have to have respect by the people you're trying to be vocal with. And that goes back to, you know, you don't want to be looked at by your teammates being hypocritical. If you're going to call somebody out, you need to do it in a constructive way. And this isn't something that you have to be the best player on the team for. The example that I had written down for vocal leadership is Michael Jordan. Obviously, Michael Jordan was known for calling his teammates out and telling them that they weren't doing something right. And they all respected him. But if you watch the Last Dance documentary, when his teammates were asked about his vocal leadership, every one of them didn't say, well, Michael's the greatest basketball player ever. What they actually all said was, he worked so hard, there wasn't anything to say back to him, because we know he put in the work. We know he was doing the things that he was talking to us about. And that's something that you don't have to be the best player to do. You don't have to be the starter. You don't have to even be a senior. You have to earn the respect of everybody else by leading by example. And the other big tip I would give to anybody who feels like they need to be that vocal leader is that you need to also just make sure that you're doing it in the right way with the right intentions in your heart. And by that, I mean, you need to do it in a way to build somebody up and to get them back on track, never to cut them down or to make them feel bad about themselves. The goal is to correct something that's going wrong and getting them back into doing all those little things, all the day-to-day stuff that makes a team great and has built a culture. Your job as a vocal leader is to get someone back on track, not to tear them down.
Absolutely. Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread, joins us as he does each and every Sunday. And we appreciate him giving you tips and things to help you become a better athlete, a better player, and certainly not least, a better leader. Because that probably everything you learn in sports, we talk so much about life lessons learned in sports. Becoming a leader is probably the biggest thing you can take out of it to the real world.
No doubt about it. Whether you're going into business or you're going into any profession, everybody that's a part of a team, if you're working with a group of people, I don't care what you say, you're on a team. And teams need leaders. They need those people who lead by example, and they set the culture, and they within that team, and they make the team great, and they take care of things on a daily basis. They do the little things. And you also need the vocal leader. You need someone who's going to step up and tell someone, that's not how we do things here. That's not how we do things on this team. And I've seen that phrase be used in multiple Division I programs, and it always seemed like the right way to handle things to me, by people that I really looked up to who were the vocal leaders on our team. And we had some really incredibly great athletes who I certainly respected, but they all did the same things. They all took care of the little things. They all led by example, 85, 90% of the time. They weren't yelling every single day at practice, but when they would speak up, their voice was heard loudly because they had earned that respect, and they would do it in a way that was also respectful of the person they were talking to, and by just telling them, that's not how we do things here. You know the right way to do it. Get it back on track. And they bring everyone back to center in that good culture and the things that they need to be doing to perpetuate a culture of winning and excellence on a team. And that's what being a vocal leader is all about, bringing them back home, bringing them back to what makes you good.
There are coaches at every level that are perpetually good. Every single year they're good. They might have a down year every now and again, but a down year's not too bad by anybody else's standards. But the one thing that I think great coaches, particularly at the high school level, where at least you're not supposed to recruit, so you get the guys you get. It seems like mm-hmm. those guys, the 10 coaches like in our state, for instance, that are successful all the time, they do things the right way, but they do things the right way all the time with their veteran players, bringing in the younger guys and teaching them the way it's to be done. The guys they respect because in junior high they watched them play and things like that. Those coaches know what you're telling everybody right now.
Yeah. No, that's the perfect, what you just said is the perfect example of how culture is perpetuated in a program. You brought up that ORU is always good at baseball. We always win the Summit League Conference Championship. We always go to the NCAA playoffs every single year, always a top 50 program. Well, you don't have the same group of people playing on the team for 30 years. You have to pass down those values and perpetuate that great culture of winning. And the way to do that is everybody leads by example. Everybody assimilates to the things that make the team good. And then those older guys, often it's older guys that don't necessarily always have to be, who have earned the respect of the people in the locker room, call it out when something's wrong. They say, that's not how we do it here. Let's fix it. Let's get back on track. And that's all you need to do to be a great vocal leader. Treat people with respect and earn their respect.
And that's the way you guys do it at Sports Thread. I mean, you guys have really helped so many young athletes in every sport imaginable, both men's and women's sports, revenue sports, non-revenue sports, it doesn't matter. During the pandemic, I think you guys did a service that you don't even realize how much you did for kids, because I'm starting to see it now. You know, you would have kids that would put video of themselves working out, which was probably therapeutic for them just to put that on there, but it was helpful to others. I know my son watched how guys were working out during the pandemic, ways we hadn't even considered, and he went and did it, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure there are just hundreds of thousands of kids that did the same thing. Did you get much feedback on that at the time?
A lot. We had a lot of kids that said that everyone was locked in their home. No one was getting that social interaction. For most youth athletes, their team is a big part of their family. It's their social outlet. So without sports, without practice, without games, they were isolated, just like everybody else in the country was. So we really focused at Sports Thread on trying to provide that athletic community that these athletes need in their life and then normally get in person in a physical setting. Through the application and having the athletes be vocal and build each other up inside the app, because it was a tough time. Everybody was hurting, and it was extremely cool to see the way that these kids used our community and they created those connections and they did the things that they needed to do to, feel at home and connect with other people who are like-minded and get through a very difficult and unprecedented time in America and in the world.
Ran into a guy the other day I didn't even know, but I guess he knew who I was. I live close to him, and he said he really likes the Sports Thread segment because he goes and tells his grandkids about it who play sports, and now they're listening too. So I think it's going to grow even more and more with what you guys do, and of course the app. If you don't have the app, you haven't even started yet. Go get that app. We're going to have, matter of fact, the segments that we do with Sean each week are going to be on there as well, and can listen to the show and all that good stuff. But there's so much more on there, and you need to go to sportsthread.com or to where you get your favorite apps, whether it be Apple or whether it be I don't know, one of the other ones, but you can get
Google
this,
Play Store.
Yeah, Google Play. Thank you. I had a brain damage there or something, but yeah, you can go to you can get your Sports Thread app and get that. You will thank me. You will thank Sean. You will thank all the great folks at Sports Thread in the great state of Colorado, in Denver. And I assume you guys don't have any snow on the ground still?
No, it was beautiful this weekend, man. It's the weather's turning. We're all excited about it.
Well, be sure to watch your alma mater play my alma mater on Tuesday night, okay, my friend?
Done deal, Greg. Thanks so much for having me this
Always
week.
Great talking to Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. Go to sportsthread.com and get the app. You will be so happy you got it if you don't have it. Hey, before I let you go, we're going to do a final break. Our newest sponsor, Point Guard Basketball, PGC Basketball on Twitter. Go check them out. The best teaching basketball camp anywhere. It's really not close. Athletes learn so much at these camps. It's about so much more than basketball. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll wrap it up.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 and over by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and the distribution plans here in Oklahoma. Visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma, when and where and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177.
405-612-3177. And want to thank Matt Doherty and his book, Rebound, and appreciate having him on. Of course, always having on Sean Leary, CEO of Sports Thread. And Jordan producing the show. We appreciate her. She's getting ready to graduate. What I got to get her for a graduation gift? You guys can text me and help me out with that. That's going to do it. Hey, we'll be back next Sunday. Have a great week, everyone.